What a production. Yeah. My goodness. Last time I came in here, I was hobbling on a cane. No, it's in a wheelchair. But you know, the Lord doesn't care. I shouldn't say that. It makes no difference what physical condition we come into the house of the Lord.
主并不在乎我们身体是什么样的状况来到他的面前。
God does not look at the outward man.
他不看我们外在的情况。
He looks on the heart.
他看我们的心里。
And no matter what our circumstances may be, and some of you may be going through some difficult times.
今天不管我们身体上的状况是什么样，也许有一些人经历了一些困难。
The Lord desires for us to come and seek His face.
主希望我们来到他的面前，而且追寻他。
The best place we can be on the Lord's day.
在主日，我们能够来到最好的一个地方。
It's in the Lord's house.
就是来到教会。
With the Lord's people.
跟圣徒一起聚会。
And doing what we have been doing here this morning.
像我们今天早上一样。
We have been focusing on the Lord Jesus.
今天早上我们专注在耶稣基督的身上。
Every one of the hymns.
每一首诗歌，我们唱的。
This morning.
今天早上我们唱的诗歌。
Brought our minds.
把我们的心，把我们的。
Upon the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
都带到主耶稣基督的面前。
I did not understand some of the prayers that were prayed this morning.
我虽然不太了解，有一时候不听不懂你们祷告。
I wish I could understand your beautiful language.
我。
But I sense the Spirit in them.
我虽然不能了解你们的语言，可是我在灵里能够感受到。
We're praying to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在灵里祷告是祷告给耶稣基督。
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
赞美啊，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，荣耀归主。
And always to be our theme.
它应该是我们永远的诗歌。
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
赞美主，赞美主。
And glory to His name.
荣耀归主的名。
And we have now just partaken of the Lord's table.
我们刚刚才吃完饼和喝完杯。
What did we remember there?
我们在这上面得到些什么？
What do these elements cause our attention to?
我们在饮用主杯的时候，我们注意到什么？
The cross of Jesus.
我们看到的是耶稣基督的十字架。
Remember the first hymn we sang?
你记不记得我们第一首唱的诗歌？
And I'm sorry that my voice is not so good either.
我对不起我的 voice, 我的声音。
But the first song we sang, first hymn we sang,
第一首我们唱的诗歌是
was nearer my God to do, nearer to the cross.
是近十架。
And that's where we want to be. We want to be near to the cross. And the one who died on the cross for our sins.
我们基督徒就希望能够来进十字架，而且亲近这位为我们死在十字架上的耶稣基督。
And why did he die for our sins?
为什么他为我们的罪死？
Because we could not enter into his holy presence until our sins were forgiven.
如果我们的罪没有得赦免，我们就不能来到他的面前。
Our eyes have been opened to see that there's a forgiveness only in the blood of the Lord Jesus.
神借着耶稣基督的宝血才看我们为洁净。
And so we are here today.
今天我们来到这里。
As we open God's Word,
看圣经。
To continue the great focus,
继续的。
That has already taken place in our worship service this morning.
继续的来，把我们的专注放在耶稣基督的身上。
Oh, I said, how glad I was when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord."
当有人跟我讲说我们去主的家里的时候，我心里多么的喜悦。弟兄姊妹，
we have come to love you very much.
我非常的爱你们。
And we have prayed for you.
我常常为你们祷告。
And we continually ask God's blessing upon you and your church and your family and your lives.
我求主耶稣的祝福来到你，能够祝福你们的家、你们的家庭还有你们的教会。
And we just thank you for the privilege of being here.
我谢谢你们让我今天能够来到这里。
Thank you for your love and prayers for us.
谢谢你为我从在爱里面为我们的祷告。
And for your generosity to us.
也给我们的奉献。
We are very thankful to God.
我们非常的谢谢神。
And to you.
而且也谢谢你们。
Thanks. Now, if you will take your Bibles and turn with me
to
Psalm 23.
我们把圣经今天早上打开到诗篇二十三篇。
If this was the last sermon I was ever to preach,
如果今天这是我最后讲了一堂有生命里最后的一堂
话，
我没有办法想什么比这更好了。
I could not think of something more glorious.
我没有办法比想说有什么比这篇道比二十三篇诗篇二十三篇更为荣耀。
And because it's so important that you see as well as hear, if you have a Bible handy, turn to Psalm 23.
我们把圣经，如果你有圣经的话，把诗篇翻到诗篇二十三篇。
And I'm going to ask Timothy to read it for us.
我会帮你们用中文读。诗篇二十三篇，大卫的诗。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
This is a Psalm of David.
这是大卫的诗。
The Holy Spirit.Inspired David to write many psalms.
圣灵感动大卫写了很多的诗篇。
But perhaps the greatest and most precious and the best known psalm.
但也许最好的一首就是。
Of all the wonderful psalms.
这是所有的都很好，不过。
Is Psalm 23.
最好的一首就是二十三篇。
We know that David wrote this psalm.
我们知道大卫写了这首诗。
And he gives his theme right in the first five verses.
在前面五节里面，他就把这主题告诉你了。
They are magnificent words.
这些是一些何等很。
They are precious words.
非常珍贵而且很好的话语。
He says, "The Lord is my shepherd."
他说，耶和华是我的牧者。
And then after that, he's going to build on this.Statement of faith.
他讲了这句话以后，这句信心的话语以后，他就从这上面继续的延伸。
As he reviews his life,
他告诉我们说，当他把他自己的生命
，What this shepherd means to him.
像他是因为大卫是个
，What this shepherd has done for him.
这个牧者为他做了什么事情
？Oh, I thought when I read this, I said if I was to write in five words.
当我读到这时候这首诗的时候，我想说，如果今天只让我写五个字，说我在神面前是一个怎么样的人，还有神是怎么样的一个神，在我的生命中是怎么样的神，神在我生命中有什么样的意义？他是一个牧者，他就是这样的一位神。整个新约里面讲到更多这方面的事情。
He who is calledThe shepherd of Israel in the Old Testament.
他在旧约里面讲说他是以色列，这位神是以色列的牧者。
He is called.
他被称为
our great shepherd.
被称为一个在新约里面讲到是一个伟大的牧者。
He is number one.
他是
That's what that word great means.
他是第一名
We get our word mega.
Mega 这个意思就是。最好的。
If there's anyone, if there's any person, if there's anything in this universe that is mega,
如果这世界上这宇宙中
that is great,
有一位最好的
that is excellent, that is greater than great,
是完美的，是比最好的还要好的，就是耶稣。
Jesus,
耶稣。
He is called by Peter.
彼得叫他。
In 1 Peter 5, the chief shepherd.
彼得叫他是
the chief shepherd.
牧人的头。
First in rank.
首先的。
First in authority.
是第一，在有权位上面是第一的。
First in power.
在能力上也是最好的。
The chief of all.
是所有人的首领。
And then John in chapter 10.
然后在约翰第十章。
Calls him the good shepherd.
告诉说他是一个好，告诉我们说他是个好牧人。
That's who we are to recognize when we are listening to this testimony from an Old Testament saint.
今天我们在看这个旧约的见证的时候，我们必须要能够了解这样的事情。
He said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Who is he talking about?
他说，主是我的牧者，他到底在讲谁？
He's talking about another.
他在讲没有别人。
And that revelation of the Son of God,
是讲说耶稣基督就是我们的牧者。
He is looking forward,
他往前看。
To the coming of Jesus Christ,
看说我们在期待耶稣基督的再来。
To the Messiah,
他我们期待弥赛亚的再来。
So should we be? So should we be?
所以我们也应该这样子。
Now let me just say something about this.
我们今天来看看这一段讲什么。
And challenging us, challenging. I want to challenge you this morning.
我今天早上想要给你们，
As the Lord challenged me,
我希望能够挑战你们，就像主耶稣常。
Read and studied and felt that this was the message.
他也挑战我说，我。
That God wanted me to preach here this morning.
我看了这一段经文以后，主耶稣告诉我说，这是我今天要讲的道。
Physically, I've had a tough week, and the last few days I was almost losing my voice.
我这个礼拜身体状况实在不好。
I woke up at 3 o'clock this morning.
我的今天早上三点就起床。
And I wondered if I was going to make it.
我在想说，我到底今天能不能去讲道
？So I called up Kevin.
我今天应该跟罗丽媛讲说我不去了。
I said, I'm coming.
可是我想说我要来。
I'm coming.
我今天要来。
Because I know you people would bear with my infirmity, with my weakness right now.But this was so precious to me that I wanted everyone to hear.
今天我要讲的事情，对我来说实在是太宝贵。我希望每一个人都能够听到我讲。
The older people,
不管是年轻的还是年老的。
Whoever you are here this morning,
今天早上不管是谁在这里。
God has drawn you here.
今天是神把你带到我们的面前。
Because He wants you and I to know and to worship and to experience the things.That David experienced in our lives.
他要我们能够经历大卫所经历的神，让我们能够了解。
So the first thing after declaring his faith.
所以第一件事情，大卫说，讲到他。
The Lord is my shepherd.
他宣告了他的信心，说耶和华是我的牧者。
We get our English word pastor.
我们从英文那个字 pastor 的意思。
Shepherd.
那个 pastor 那个字就是从希伯来文里面的牧人。
Jesus Christ is our pastor.
说耶稣基督是我们的牧人。
He watches over.
他就好像一个牧人看那些羊
群。He cares for every one of his children, every one of his sheep.
他每一个羊他都很认真的照顾他。
For him, little lambs.
是一些小羊。
Oh, how he loves the children.
他也爱这些小小的小羊，就像爱我们的小孩一样。
One of the last things he said.Before he ascended into heaven, he said to Peter, Peter, feed my sheep, feed my lambs.
记不记得耶稣基督在升天之前跟彼得讲说，喂养我的羊和喂养我的小羊。
And you and I, who are parents, let me just interject this.
我们这边打断一下，就是如果我们是做家长的。
Or have any relationship with children.
如果我们有任何跟小孩的一些互动。
To pastor them,
主耶稣要我们用我们当
前，
像我们像个牧人一样帮助他们
，to teach them,
去喂养他们，去教导他们
，about the good shepherd.
所以我们要成为一个好牧人。
Now there's no way I can cover this whole chapter.
我没有办法今天把所有的都讲完
，because of time.
因为我们时间有限。
But I want to mention at least a few of them.
不过我今天要提到几点。
Notice how the psalmist begins.
想到这一段，这个诗篇二十三篇怎么开始
？Know what he says because of the status.
他先讲到了一个情况。
As chief shepherd.
所讲到耶稣。
As the great shepherd.
他是一个最大的牧人。
As the good shepherd.
是一个好的牧者。
And as his shepherd.
也是我的牧者。
What does he say?
他说什么
？On the basis of my being.Related to him, because he calls him my shepherd.
因为今天大卫跟神之间的关系，他说耶和华是我的牧者。
The whole imagery here is of the agricultural life of Israel.
你看看这个画面，其实是联想到以色列人当初怎么样的过生活。
It was a land of agriculture.
他们是一个农业的社会。
And there were also animals.
他们也牧养羊群。
And one of the chief animals were the sheep.
他们最大的livestock 就是他们最大的动物大概就是羊，最多的动物就是羊。
So when he spoke to the Jewish people,
所以当他对犹太人讲到这些话的时候
，about him being the shepherd and they being the sheep, they understood fully.
当他用这个比喻说羊和牧者的比喻的时候，以色列人一下子就能够明白了。
They understood who God, this shepherd was.
他们能够了解说，哦，神是怎么样的一位牧者。
He was God.
他说他是神。
Just like Jesus says, He is God.
就像耶稣说他是神一样。
And David recognized his subjection under the chief shepherd.
他了解说他在这一位伟大的牧者之下的地位。
He's one of the Lord's sheep.
他说我就像一个主的
羊。He belonged to the Lord.
我是属于主的。
Now, this chapter does not tell us about David's conversion.
他这里并没有讲到大卫的
Because there was a time that David was not one of the Lord's.
并没有讲到大卫什么时候归主，因为有一段时间他并不是属于主的。
He did not know that salvation.
他有一段时间并不知道这个救恩。
That Jesus Christ alone can give a person.
他不了解说耶稣基督自己就可以拯救。
He did not know peace with God.
他并没有和神之间和好。
He was like a sheep.
他就像一个羊。
That the Bible talks about.
圣经上曾经提到的。
In Isaiah chapter 3, it says, "All we like sheep have gone astray."
在以赛亚书第三章讲说，我们都如羊走迷路。
And there was a time that David was astray from God, away from God, did not know God.
就像有一段时间，大卫自己也曾经走迷路，远离了神。
Jesus Christ enlarges on that in the New Testament.
耶稣在新约里面更强调。
You remember one of his parables.
你记不记得他曾经做了一个比喻？
He likens man to a lost sheep.
他说人就好像羊走迷了路。
David was lost.
有一段时日子，大卫自己就走失了。
He may have not known it, but he was in sin's darkness.
他有一段时间自己也在罪恶和黑暗里面。
He was a sinner.
他是一个罪人。
He was lost.
他那一段时间迷失了。
And anyone who has not Jesus Christ as his or her Savior is in that condition.
所以没有信耶稣、接受耶稣基督为救主的人，都在那样的情况底下，你也迷失了。
You're in darkness.
你在黑暗里。
You may be having a wonderful time in life.
也许你有一个美好的人生。
But you're going astray.
不过你还是迷失了。
And your path is leading to destruction.
你的道路引领你将来走到是一个灭亡的道路。
His conversion.
大卫在这里并没有讲到他什么时候悔改。
But David had been converted.
可是大卫悔改了。
And dear young person, young adult, older adult.
If
you have not received Jesus Christ into your heart,
亲爱的朋友，如果你们今天还没有接受耶稣基督到你的心里，而且转向远离你的罪，
that's the condition and status you are in.
如果你今天还是在这样的情况里面，
that's what the Bible says.
圣经上这么说。
But there came a change in David's life.
可是在大卫的生命中有他就改变了。
He is testifying.
现在他为神做见证，而且把它写下来，把它写在写下来。
Because he wants others to hear about it.
因为他希望其他人也能够听到。
He wants others to know about his witness.
他知道他让其他人能够听到他的见证。
He wants others to know about a wonderful God who loves them.
他希望知道这一位爱他，让别人都知道这位爱他的神是怎样的神。
And Who is saying to them, come unto me, and I will give you rest.
说他拯救他，所以给他安息。
So the first thing he says, now as he tries to unfold and to bring forth his testimony.
第一件事情他讲的就是说，他希望能够马上的把他的见证给讲出来。他第一件事情讲什么？
He says, because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
他第一件事情说，耶和华是我的牧者，所以我必不致缺乏。
That word want means,
你这个英文里面讲的是需要。
I will not lack.
我这个要不是需要。
I will not be without.
我想要什么，我不缺乏什么。
It will not be missing from my life.
这些东西我都有了。
It will be present with me.
都跟我在一起，都有了。
The greatest thing you and I could want is peace with God.
我们人生最需要的一件事情，其实就是跟神。
The greatest desire that you and I should have is for the love of God to be poured out in our hearts.
我们今天人生最大的指望，就希望神的爱能够浇灌在我们身上。
Oh, just think of the things we have wanted this past week.
你想想看，我这过去这个礼拜，我想要些什么
？We want this.
啊，我要这个。
And we want that.
我要那个。
Oh, we say, give me.
我常常想说，给我这个，给我这个。我其实是一个很自私的人。我们通常都注意在我们自己身上。
We might want more of the good life.
我们要一个好生活，我们要很多的东西。
We want to be happier.
我们要快乐。
And we want to have more money.
我们要更多的钱。
I want to have all the things that lots of other people I know have.
我看到这些人都有这些东西，为什么我没有
？I'd like to be married.
我想要结婚。
Which is not.Not a bad thing, but you need to pray for that. We have many wants.
不是件坏事，不过要为这件事情祷告。
And it borders on breaking the 10th commandment. And the 10th commandment says, "Thou shalt not covet."
十诫里面常常说我们不能够贪恋贪爱。
We covet after materialism.
我们常常贪恋物质上的享受。
Better positions.
好的职位
popularity
我希望我能够更受欢迎
all these things
这些所有这些你们知道的事情
But David says
no 不过大卫说
And you know who he was when he was writing this
你知道他
He was the king of Israel
你知道他写这首诗的时候他是什么他是以色列的王啊
One of the greatest men on the face of the earth at that time
那个时候他在地球上可以说是数一数二的人啊
That little boy who had once been a shepherd
那个小牧人小男孩
And God made him to be a soldier.
神把他变成了一个勇士
Not only was he a brave soldier
而且他不仅是一个战士
But he was a brave soldier all the rest of his life
而且他
Jesus Christ
他在他生命余下的光阴里面做了耶稣基督的勇士
What a challenge
这是何等大的一个挑战
Now he was the sovereign, he was king
后来呢，他就做了王了。
He's writing this and scripting this as a king.
他做王了以后，他把这一段东西写下来。你想想看。
Someone who could not go higher.
世界上大概也没有什么人比他还要高位了，在那个时候。
And he said.
他说。
This is what I want.
他说这是我要的。
I want more of Jesus.
我要什么？我要耶稣基督。
Don't go away from him.
不要远离他。是的。
Don't walk out on him. And then he goes on to say,
然后他说,
how this shepherd supplied all his needs.
说这一位牧者是怎么样提供他所有的需要。
One of the great promises in the Bible for the Christian.
圣经里对
As he will supply all your needs,
圣经里对
according to his riches and glory,
所有基督徒最大的应许就是说，他会提供我们一切的需要。
No good thing will he withhold from us.
他把所有好的东西都给我。
And this is what David's going to be writing and talking about.
大卫在这里面会提到这些事情。
And the first thing he says,
他第一件事他就说。
Here's what the shepherd has done for me.
他说这位牧者你看看他就为我做了这些事情。
He has led me.
他说他带我。
He says, he makes me to lie down.
他说他
in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
他领我到可安歇的水边。
We know very little of that.
我们不了解那是什么样的情况。
We're living a day of hustle and bustle, rushing here, hurrying here.
你看我们现在的生活是如此的忙碌。
The Lord wants to lead us.
主要带我们到
to those green pastures.
带我们到那可安歇青草地上，而且在可安歇的水边。
You know, even this day, the Lord's day.
今天是主日
has become a day that we're too busy.
连我们连主日有的时候都
doing so many things.
实在是太忙碌了
instead of spending time.
我们没有花一些时间
in the house of God.
在主的
with God's people.
在主的教会里跟
worshiping the Lord of Lords.
跟弟兄姊妹一起敬拜这位主
enjoying fellowship with His people.
能够分享
being pastored by his people.
能够分享还有牧养还有学习所有弟兄姊妹在一起聚会
has a great honor and responsibility to do to one another.
我们在每一位弟兄姊妹上面都有很大的责任我们都也需要牧养彼此而且要彼此的敬爱
to help one another.
而我们要彼此的帮助
to look out for each other.
我们要彼此的照顾
Stand up for each other.
我们要彼此的扶持。
And together stand up for the Lord. So the first thing he says, and we could elaborate much on this.
我们当然可以讲更多。不过这就是他第一次讲的第一段讲到的事情。
We all need to be cautioned. We all need to be cautioned from letting other things get in our way. So we don't hear what our shepherd is saying to us.
我们必须要常常很小心不让一些其他的杂念到我们的心里来所以我们听不到耶稣基督跟我们讲些什么
The second thing he says,
第二件事情他在这边说
and David knows so much about this,
大卫对这件事情应该很有经验
he says he restores my soul.
他说他使我的灵魂苏醒
Let me say emphatically,
让我这么讲
and lovingly to all of you,
用
The great shepherd is concerned about your bodies, about your physical life, about this body he has given you. He is concerned about that. And he wants you and me to take care of it.
我们的牧人非常其实非常关心我们的这个肉身他希望我们能够好好照顾我们的肉体。
And he wants you and I,To give it over to him.
他希望我们把我们自己的身体能够献上给他。
Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies.
保罗曾经跟我们讲说，我希望每个弟兄姊妹能够把你
which is your reasonable service,
身体献上。
Present yourself to God, all of your body.
把我们的肉体的能力献上给他。
God is concerned about our soul.
神也关心我们的灵魂。
What's inside us?
我们的灵魂是什么样子？
The Bible, when the Bible talks about the soul,
圣经上讲到灵魂的时候
it talks about the whole inner being.
讲到我们整个内在的情况。
Yeah. Our mind, our emotions,
我们的
our will,
头脑，我们的感情，我们的
our conscience,
心智，还有我们的
These precious things that make us what we really are.
这些所有内在的这些感情东西让我们
I can look you all in the face, dear people.
这些内在的东西呢是让我们能够成为一个人的原因。
But that does not tell me what you and who you really are.
我今天可以看你们每个人的外在，可是我并不了解说你真正里面是什么样的一个人，你的灵魂是怎么样子。
Reveals.
你的灵魂才能够把你人真正的彰显出来。
And Jesus Christ said.What does it profit a man if he gain the whole world But lose his soul.
如果一个人得到了全世界，却丧失自己的生命，自己的灵魂有什么益处？
Take care of your soul.
请注意你的内在的灵魂。
Your mind.
你的心思。
Your emotions.
你的情绪感情。
Your will.
还有你的意念。
Bring it all under subjection to the Lord Jesus Christ.
把我们刚刚提到这些所有的东西都带到耶稣基督的面前来。
And there were times when David did not adhere to that.
大卫有一些时间并不是这样。
He followed his lust.
他并没有像我们刚刚讲的把这些东西带到神面前。
And he committed adultery with Bathsheba.
他有一段时间，你们记得他犯罪，发了他自己肉体上的情欲。
And that immorality cost him.
然后跟别示巴犯了奸淫的罪，这对他来说。是一件很大很大，而且造成他很大的生命中的损失。
He did not lose his salvation. He did not lose his relationship with God.
他并没有损失他的救恩，也没有损失他跟神之间的关系。
But he lost his health.
但不过他的健康没有。
He lost his son.
他的儿子死掉了。
The son that he gave birth to illegitimately to another man's wife died.
他跟别示巴拔示巴生的那个儿子死掉了。亲爱的朋友
，That's why David, when he wrote this down, must have wrote it down with great feeling.
所以我在想说，他写大卫写这个诗的时候，心里面一定是充满了各种各样的情绪。
Restored my soul.
他说：“这个牧人啊，你把我的苏醒我的灵魂吧。
”He forgave me.
他救了我。
I was broken.
他原谅了我。
My life was shattered.
我那时候的生命是何等的
My life was a mess.
没有办法不是何等的不好。
Oh, I was in great mental distress.
我那时候我的心里面心思意念是多么的焦虑。
I had no control over myself.
我那时候心里面是多么的慌张。
He says, but he restored my soul.
不过他说他使我的灵魂苏醒。
May I say with all my heart here this morning.
我今天用我全心全意跟你们讲。
To you, dear people.
亲爱的朋友。
No matter what has been in the past.
不管过去是什么样的生活。
No matter how you have messed up.
不管你过去的生活多么的糟糕。
And we all have in some way or another.
我们以前曾经不是都是这样子吗？
Who is without sin?
谁没有犯过罪？
Who is without shame?
谁没有羞耻？
But the Lord restores our soul.
不过神苏醒我们的灵魂。
You come to Him this morning.
你今天早上来到他的面前吗？
Come to the Good Shepherd this morning.
你今天早上来到这位伟大的牧者面前。
Maybe you need to be saved, converted.
你今天早上也许你需要的是得救，你需要的是信耶稣。
But we know even as Christians we go astray.
就算我们是基督徒，我们常常也不是走偏吗？
We have our faults.
我们不是常常也做错事情吗？
You ask him for forgiveness this morning.
我们今天早上要来到他的面前，求他赦
免，
心里面深处真正的知道，告诉他，求他赦免我们。
If you are honest with God and I am honest with God,
你如果跟神真正之间有诚实的心态的话，
He is faithful and just.
你今天如果对他有信心的话，他是一个好的牧者。
And he will cleanse us.
他今天会用他的宝血洗净我们的罪。
Oh, take hope in this, dear friends. Take hope.
今天我们需要有信心。
Lift up your head. Look at the cross again.
我们把我们的头抬起来，看看耶稣基督的十字架，看看他的十字架。
And from that moment of restoration, something new and wonderful happened in David's life.
当神拯救他灵魂以后。
Listen to the next step.
大卫的生命就有了改变。
taking a step by step.
你看看这上面讲的，他是一步一步的过。他的生活。
Every one of us here has already a history.
他在生命里面就是一步一步的过。
Maybe it'd be a good idea to sit down and write it.
我们今天都有过我们的人生，也许也是一个不错的 idea， 把我们坐下来把我们的人生写一写。
Write up your autobiography.
把我们过去的事情写下来。
Keep it yourself.
不要给别人看，自己看。
Give it to the Lord.
献给主。
That's exactly what David is doing here.
大卫在这里写的就是这样子。
He's writing his autobiography.
他写他的生平。
Just like you and I are.
就像我们一样。
We may not have put it down on paper.
我们虽然没有写下来在纸上。
But it's happened.
不过我们的生命已经有很长的一段过去。
And more will happen.
以后会发生什么事？
Unless there is this conversion.
如果你的生命
turning to Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd.
没有得救，没有得到耶稣基督的拯救。
Oh, and then after that, look at what happens to David. You'll have to go home and read it yourself.
今天我希望你们回家把这再看一看，你看看耶稣大卫的生命改变以后是什么样子。
He said from that moment on, he leads me in the paths of righteousness.
在他灵魂被拯救以后，他就引导我走义路。
The right way.
那就是正确的道路。
The heavenly highway.
那就是属天的道路。
That the way that follows after the good shepherd.
那个我们跟着好的牧者走以后，就会往好的往属天的地方去。
The next verse he promises.
下面他又讲了什么？
That all the days of our lives, that he will walk with us through the even through the valleys.
看到后面也提到说，在我们余下的光阴里面，他甚至会跟我们一起走过死荫的幽谷。
He takes his life to this point right to death's door.
他就把他生命在这个时候就带到一个正确的地方。
And isn't it wonderful to have a shepherd, a Lord, who is with us all of our days?And then, right to death's door. And then he takes us home to be with himself.
想想看，不是很美好吗？如果我们生命中有这样的一个牧者，哈，带我们一辈子这样走过来，一直到我们见他面的日子，是何等美好。
For a few years, we lived in Germany.
很多年，好几年，我们住在德国。
And down in the Black Forest area, southern Germany.
在德国南边的地方，黑森林。
And.It's a beautiful rural area.
这是一个乡村，一个很漂亮的地方。
And one of the familiar sights we saw.
我们常常看到一个很熟悉的景象。
Almost weekly.
几乎每个礼拜都看到。
Was a shepherd.
就看到牧羊人。
Taking care of a sheep.
在牧养他们的羊。
He had about 50 or 60 sheep.
他大概我能看到有大概五六十只羊吧。
And he had this little black, not a little black, he had a black sheepdog.
他那有一个，他那个牧羊人有一个黑色的小牧羊犬。
When he whistled, that sheepdog knew what to do.
当他们吹口哨的时候，那个牧羊犬就知道去做什么事情。
To behold that shepherd, dressed in a shepherd's suit, one hand he had a staff.The other rod.
我看到那个牧羊人手上拿了一个牧羊的那个杖。
And that was for protection.
那个
defense.
杖呢，大概就是他们来做保护自己的。
David knew what it was to beat off lions and bears.
你记不记得大卫那时候在牧羊的时候，常常有狮子啊、熊啊来吃他的羊。
And our great shepherd.
今天我们的主在我们的前面带领我们。
Follows us when we go astray.
当我们走歪的时候
，He sends His circumstances called providence to bring us back.
当我们走歪的时候，他亲自会用一些环境带我们回来。
I hope you've gotten a picture.
你可以看到这样的一个图画。
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
今天耶稣基督
as a good shepherd.
就像我们的好牧人一样。
And that's something in your heart, if it hasn't already been awakened.
如果今天你们心有一点点被苏醒，今天早上你们有一点点被感动。
The Holy Spirit has awakened in your heart.
今天圣灵在你们的心里面有一点点打动。接着他的话语。
A desire.
你今天心里面有一个欲望，想要去跟随这位好的牧人。
To give yourself wholly to him.
把你自己成为圣的献给他。
And for the rest of your days.
说我在我余下的光阴里。
to follow.
我希望能够跟随这一位牧人的脚踪。
I know it's time to go to Sunday school. I'm going to pray.
今天我想说，我们应该去上主日学。
If there's anyone here this morning, God has spoken to you. You know, you need to be saved.
今天早上在座有没有神亲自跟你讲话？知道你应该要被得，应该要得救，应该要接受耶稣成为你个人的救主。
Transform.
你希望自己能够有一个改变。
Your sin is forgiven.
你今天接受了以后，你的罪就得到赦免。
Call upon the name of the Lord, and you shall be saved.
你今天呼求主的名，你就必得救。
And then it goes on to say that if we believe in our heart,
如果我们相信我们的心
and confess with our mouth,
如果我们心里相信
that Jesus is Lord,
口里承认称耶稣基督为主
he will become our good shepherd.
他就会成为我们的好牧人。
Do it today.
今天我希望你们不要再单言。
You know, every time we read the Bible or we hear a sermon,
今天早上我们常常读圣经，我们听讲道。
We have to make a response.
我们必须要有一点反应啊。
And we can make one of three responses.
我们可以做以下的三种反应。
We can turn it aside.
我们可以转脸。过去 不管他。
Or we can say, well, I'll wait.
我们也可以说 OK, 好吧，再等一等。
Or we can say, yes, Lord.
我们也可以说是的主。
Hear it.
是的主，愿意接受。
You come today to Christ.
你今天就来到主的面前。
If you're an unbeliever,
如果你今天还没有接受耶稣基督的话
make no more delay.
不要再单言，今天就来到他的面前。
And then tell somebody, or go to some of the brothers and sisters that you know and love,
这边这么多弟兄姊妹，我想总有一两个你认识的，告诉他们你的决定，请他们带领你。
And then brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we need to do more of that to one another.
我们今天要对彼此常常这样子帮忙。
To one another, help me to be a better sheep.
我们常常要跟彼此，
help me to be a better follower.
常常要跟弟兄姊妹说，帮助我，帮助我成为一个更好的牧人，帮助我成为一个更好的羊。
From above,
我们需要很多的帮助，从天上而来的帮助，我们也需要彼此的帮助。
Lord Jesus,
我们一起祷告，主耶稣基督，
you who are the great shepherd,
你是一个好牧人。
Thousands of books could not fill a biography of you.
今天千万的书也没有办法形容你。
But thank you that you have given us the book of books.
不过我们你给我们
the Holy Scriptures.
你给我们最宝贵的书就是这本圣经。
Make wise unto salvation.
这本圣经提到的讲到的就是救恩。
That helps us to live life.
帮助我们
like you wanted to be lived.
帮助我们活我们的生活，就像你要我们的生活一样。
Come into the heart. The hearts of those this morning,
请你
that are still wandering here and there and everywhere,
请你感动那些心里面还在彷徨的朋友。
And then for your sheep, feed them, nourish them,
请你亲自来喂养他们。
Build them up, make this congregation a lighthouse for you, Lord.
让我们这个教会能够成为你的灯塔。
A place for the invitation and the message.Of the crucified and the risen and the coming Lord Jesus,
让我们这个教会
the mega, mega, and the only wise God,
让我们这教会能够成为这位伟大为我们死在十字架上基督耶稣的出口。我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。